The second area of the three areas I wanted to pick out to talk about today is about awareness, because awareness is fundamental, certainly within Buddhism, but within spiritual life, within spiritual development, and fundamental and including awareness of ourselves, both in terms of how we are in the moment and also knowing ourselves and what makes us tick, what presses our buttons, what makes us react. And I do think this is something, you know, an area that I find really exciting, because there is something so powerful in just knowing about what presses our buttons that means it gives us a bit more space, it gives us a bit more choice. You know, that moment when you can think, oh yes, I know, this is something I react to. It just gives that little gap to be able to choose to react slightly different, at least at times. And I think what this again is another great gift of children. I mean, children are the perfect mirror. You know, I stopped swearing the moment my children started talking. You know, that's the most simple level. Whatever we say comes back again. What we do comes back again. And that's not only swearing. I mean, Ella went through a lovely stage recently where she would kiss me on the forehead, you know, which is something I very much associated with parents to child sort of thing, but it was just something I did to her and she would do to me, and greet me with good morning gorgeous, which obviously again I did to her. So there's that very immediate level of a mirror that's happening all the time, but also there's a deeper level on which, you know, just being able to know our own buttons. And I think again that's another area where having children is very powerful. I mean, throughout writing this book I've been thinking, am I writing growing as a parent what Buddhism can offer, or am I writing growing as a Buddhist what parenting can offer? And I think it's obviously a bit of both, and I think this is an area very much in which parenting can offer in terms of our own growth, because we are pushed to react in a much broader spectrum of emotions than we might be otherwise. You know, I can go out in the world in all sorts of ways and I'm, you know, mature, I'm calm, I'm reasonable. You know, but actually, you know, there are moments, you know, with my children where I'm not, you know, and I have been pushed to react, you know, both in terms of real delight, joy, pride, excitement, but also the other end of the spectrum is absolute, you know, rage. You know, and one of the things, particularly when my son was small, was tantrums and willful destruction. You know, he'd have a tantrum and he'd be, you know, throwing things to actually destroy them. And every time I reacted, you know, and I would be absolutely furious with him, and it always got much, much worse. And then I just remember there was one moment during it where he did this, and it was one of those moments where you have awareness, you know, awareness came in, you know, as if from the outside and said, this is the sort of thing you react to, and you know what's going to happen when you react. And so it was something about that awareness that just gave me that moment of space to be able to stop and think, yeah, you know, and just say, okay, when you've finished, you know, I'm going to go away now, shut the door. When I've finished, I'm going to make you pick up everything and just go away and shut the door. And there was something in this awareness. Actually, I found my main experience was like humiliation. I could then see, you know, this four-year-old or three-year-old being who was willfully doing this. He was making me do it. But he knew that button worked, so he was pressing that button to get a reaction. And that was quite a humiliating thought, you know, but it's that awareness that helped me then sort of shift how I reacted to that. And he gave up quite quickly. He's a very bright child. As soon as I stopped reacting, he gave up doing it. So there is this thing where, you know, it's awareness of our own tendencies. I know I do that, so that helps to do it. And also awareness of how, you know, we can sort of see, like, what do we draw on when we're parents? You know, it's like the tendency would be, without awareness, is either you just repeat what your parents did or you do the complete opposite because you didn't like it. So again, there's awareness that needs to come in terms of being able to do something, to find our own path with that. I also think there's something extremely galvanizing about this idea that, you know, children do copy us. They do learn, you know, by imitating us. You know, and I found that sort of very galvanizing, that reality, you know, in terms of at one point having this image of myself huddled over a computer, working too hard, feeling stressed, reacting because of that, and just thinking, is this what I want for my children? You know, do I want them to be 40 years old and doing this to themselves? No, I don't, you know, and that is the biggest incentive I can find in myself to want to change that as well. I mean, obviously awareness is such a huge, huge area and very rich. It's an area that I find completely magical, that this fact that when you do have awareness, things do start to shift. It's not like you have to actively do something differently, actively remember all the time. Things do shift once you become aware of them. And I do, yeah, this I find it quite magical. And just as an aside quickly within that, I think one of the things that, again, that I love about Buddhism is the teachings on kindness and also forgiveness. Because if we are going to, you know, embrace parenting as an opportunity to know ourselves fully, you know, in the heights and in the depths of the sort of the rage, the frustration, the irritation, then we also need kindness and we also need forgiveness. And Buddhism has wonderful teachings on how we can actually recognise, acknowledge, sit with, feel remorse for when we've done things we don't like, but then let them go, forgive ourselves and just let it go, rather than sort of feel guilt or beat ourselves up about, okay, that didn't work that time, why didn't it, how does that feel, what effect did it have, and then being able to let that go. So it's not about avoiding it, but nor is it about guilt.